Welcome to the College Baseball Recruiting 101 podcast brought to you by Keep Playing Baseball. This is your host, Ethan Gavon, coming to you from Sacramento, California. Keep Playing Baseball is a registered 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to helping every high school baseball player navigate the recruiting process and play college baseball. At Keep Playing Baseball, we don't think money should dictate college baseball opportunity, and all our resources, including this podcast, are 100% free. No signups, no fees, no strings attached. We use the College Baseball Recruiting 101 podcast in many different ways, but the main point is to get you the information you need to keep playing baseball. We appreciate you tuning in to the College Baseball Recruiting 101 podcast, the best source of recruiting information on the go. What's up, guys? Welcome to the latest episode of the College Baseball Recruiting 101 podcast brought to you by Keep Playing Baseball. We're back after a short hiatus and hoping to publish podcasts more regularly moving forward. The topic of this podcast is community college baseball. And so community college baseball is recognized under a bunch of different labels: JUCO baseball, the JUCO route, of course, community college baseball, which we've already mentioned, JC ball, you name it. But what we're talking about here is two-year programs that give players a chance to earn an associate's degree and get their prerequisites out of the way and provide the opportunity for players to either get drafted year after year or at the completion of their time at a JC program, the opportunity to transfer and move on to a four-year program of any level. If you're familiar with Keep Playing Baseball, you know that we don't try and guide you towards any particular level and any particular program or division, but what we try and do is provide you with the information so that you can make educated decisions about what college baseball program is best for you. And in order to do that, we feel strongly that you should consider all the options of college baseball that are out there. So community college baseball gets a bunch of different labels. There's a lot of myths and misinformation that are thrown around about community college baseball. Things like it's only a backup option, it's only for kids who don't do well in school, and so on and so forth. And the main point of this episode is just to give you some background information, to share with you some of the reasons why players of all different talents and backgrounds decide that community college baseball is best for them, and really just inform you so that you can consider community college baseball as an option for you as you explore the recruiting process, and you don't make the mistake of shutting out those coaches or not pursuing those options because you think that you're either too good or that it's not for you. The first reason why we love community college baseball is just the affordability. So community college baseball is either heavily subsidized, meaning it's much cheaper to attend school, and it also provides some opportunities, more opportunity, I should say, to get baseball scholarships that are going to significantly impact how much you pay for school. So there are different numbers of scholarships available for different levels of JUCO baseball. In our home state of California, for example, there are no scholarships, but that's because school is heavily subsidized, as we mentioned before, and affordable and cheap for almost all players. But for NJCAA Division I and Division II JUCO programs, they have up to 24 scholarships that they can offer to players, and compare that to Division I baseball, let's say, that has 11.7 to split up among a team. You know, 24 is going to provide much more opportunity for you to have your college baseball experience paid for in part or entirely with a baseball athletic scholarship. So affordability is first and foremost the number one reason why We love the JUCO route. You know, most players are going to be able to afford to play community college without taking out substantial student loans, without going too far into debt. Community colleges are located all over the country, and there's a good chance that there's a program close to you where you can live at home, pay a reduced rate to go to school, and have the opportunity to continue to play and develop as a ball player. The second reason why we love community college baseball is, simply put, there's less restrictions. And so what this means is, during the fall, when the NCAA divisions have some restrictions on time with coaches, time on the field, opportunities to play against outside competition, at the JUCO level, a lot of these restrictions are peeled back, meaning you're going to have more time to train on the field, you're going to have more opportunity for instruction from coaches, you're going to have more opportunity to hone your skills playing against outside competition in a competitive environment. And so all of this really lends well to development and the ability to improve your skills, so that when your time at the JUCO level is done, you're more prepared to move on to a four-year school. A third reason why we really like junior college baseball is just that it gives everyone a second chance at academics. So by no means is junior college strictly for players who have messed up in the classroom in high school, but it does open doors for players of all academic backgrounds to have a second chance to get their eligibility squared away in terms of taking the right classes and the right prerequisites to then continue on to a four-year school at any level, and just another opportunity to take academics seriously. If you messed up in high school, you got off to a bad start, you didn't take the right classes, junior college baseball provides you a sort of do-over. And by no means is it as easy as a lot of people think to do well at the junior college level, but it does give you another opportunity to learn quality study habits, to learn how to manage a workload with baseball and academics, and just a chance to show that you've matured as a student athlete in all facets of the game, academics included. Another reason why we love community college baseball, and this doesn't apply to everyone, of course, there's a lot of different levels of play in the junior college ranks. So you'll have programs like San Jac, for example, out of Houston, that has a lot of draft picks each year and sends a lot of players each year to top-notch Division I programs. You're also going to have programs at the junior college level that are more locally based. They're more interested in players who are living at home, and some of them are even just looking to fill out a roster. And so that's going to provide opportunity for players whose skills aren't quite up to par for the college level, the opportunity to continue to play and grow. But for some players, the reason why they choose to go to a junior college is because junior college provides the opportunity for players to get drafted year after year. And so, you know, if you decide that you want to go play junior college, you have the option of getting drafted after your first year, your second year, or if you end up using a redshirt year, those first 2 years, even your third year. So each year you're able to enter the draft pool. Whereas at the Division I, Division II levels, you either have to be 21 by a certain date before the draft, or wait until after your junior year. So it's appealing to a lot of players who do have draft value, that they can play and hone their skills in college for just a year or two, and then have an opportunity to play professional baseball, as opposed to going to a four-year school where most players have to wait a minimum of 2 or 3 years to get drafted. And so real quickly, we've just rattled off four reasons why we like community college baseball and think you should consider it as an option. And like we've said before, we're not trying to guide you towards any one specific division or level, but what this episode is really trying to get you to do is think about more broadly all your college baseball options that are out there. We don't want you to cross off an option like junior college, which can be extremely beneficial for players of all different levels and backgrounds because of myths or rumors that you've heard about community college baseball that simply aren't true. And so what we've done today is just really talk about community college on a superficial level. We have plenty more articles that you can dive into on our website. Of course, that's www.keepplayingbaseball.org. Many of those articles address different parts of community college baseball in more depth, including academics, transfer requirements, levels of play, and then also just debunking more of the myths surrounding community college baseball. We encourage you to keep your mind open, your options open as you consider different levels of college baseball. There are over 1,600 college baseball programs out there. There's a really good chance that a lot of the programs that you haven't considered or haven't even heard of are a good fit for you. So don't cross anything off your list until you've given it serious thought. Do your due diligence when you hear from a junior college program that has interest in you. Do your research on their school, and of course, treat them with respect. We'll be back with both more written material on the website and podcast material on the JUCO route and community college baseball. So make sure you stay tuned. If you like this more kind of free-flowing, less edited version of the KPB podcast, we'd love to hear your feedback. The aim is simply to try and get you the information that you need to make educated decisions throughout the recruiting process more quickly and readily. So let us know what you think. We'll be back with plenty more. Until next time, take care and keep working hard. Thanks for tuning in to the College Baseball Recruiting 101 podcast brought to you by Keep Playing Baseball. As always, if you have questions or need more information on the recruiting process or player development, you can find that for free on our website, www.keepplayingbaseball.org. We're also very active on social media. You can find us on Twitter at KeepPlayingBB, Facebook KeepPlayingBaseball, and Instagram at KeepPlayingBaseball. If you've found this podcast to be helpful, please take the time to leave us a review and give us 5 stars. That'll help other people find our podcast and get access to great free information. We'll be back at it with a new episode soon, but until then, take care.